House Bill 2998 with dash two amendments that replace the entire bill. Counsel?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the last two amendments would state that your... ...provide education and the duties of attorneys under 419B-01. That's a statute that requires attorneys, among others, to report child... Our training would be applicable not only to the regular...
Actually, let me, I don't think, I called this to order. I didn't actually officially open the work session, so I'll do that. Representative Williams, you brought these forward, and then Representative Whittlebaugh.
Mr. Chairman, I brought these forward primarily because in conversations that I was involved in with Senator Bryant and Council Taylor on the Senate side related to some issues they're undergoing in the Senate Judiciary Committee related to the mandatory reporting law and its impact on attorneys, it stemmed primarily from a conversation that I had not only with them but then with other lawyers who have, I think, always to some degree not fully understood our mandatory reporting obligation, that it is more than just an on-duty obligation. That is, the statute in Chapter 419B outlines we have a 24-hour obligation, and frankly, there was a case that resulted from a lawsuit in Salem, the particulars of which Mr. Taylor could share with the committee if they feel like they need to hear it, but it resulted from an employee of a firm that became aware of an allegation of child abuse, not from the abuser, but essentially just an allegation that abuse had occurred in a domestic relations environment, put it in the affidavit. It became a matter of record. It was not an attorney-client privilege communication, and the law firm was sued as a result of the failure of the associate to properly notify and report. Interestingly enough, there was a second suit against the firm by another person that had been abused, under a theory that had the law firm reported the first case of abuse, the second case of abuse would not have occurred. And the law firm, through its professional liability fund and excess coverage insurance, settled the case for almost $1 million, as I understand it. So my comment back to the people I was talking with about this issue was, you know, in my years of experience as a lawyer, I have never once attended or been instructed on how to file such a report, how to look for the identifying characteristics, and more particularly my obligations vis-a-vis my duties of confidentiality as a lawyer and this obligation. And it was based on that I thought, and I think Senator Bryant and Representative Shetterly in discussions thought, that it was not inappropriate to require in our three-year period of reporting for mandatory continuing legal education, 1 hour of that 45 hours be dedicated to instruction on this particular issue. So that's the purpose that the amendments brought forward for, and I'd be pleased to answer any questions of committee members.
Senator Whittlebaugh was next, and then Wells.
One comment and one question. Actually, the issue you talk about is really prevalent in domestic relations cases, because one parent many times is part of their anger and so forth will accuse the other of, and you kind of just, it's part of the divorce. You don't think about reporting. You've never seen the child. You've just heard one parent accuse the other. So I think this is a very good idea. But my question is, why do we have to do it every 3 years? If you have it once, you should never forget it unless the law itself would be changed. But
Mr. Chairman, Representative Whittlebaugh, I thought about that as well. I guess my thought was that, frankly, because of developments in the law with respect to this issue, it seemed reasonable to me that we're only talking about, I mean, it counts towards both MCLE and ethics credits, that 1 hour every 3 years, even as a refresher course, on looking for the telltale signs, and I think this will be, frankly, an area of developing law. So I that we're going to need to be abreast of. And I don't do domestic relations cases. So I rarely come in contact with a situation where this might arise, but even I was surprised to learn that my obligation as a lawyer and as an officer of the court extends beyond my office contacts. I mean, I have a responsibility if I'm at church on Sunday and I think there's someone who has an abuse problem, the statute obligates me to report, or the grocery store or the baseball diamond or any place else that I'm at. And frankly, I don't think that's a bad thing for lawyers to remember. The PLF, interestingly enough, my first accusation was against the PLF. I said, you know, why aren't you guys educating us on this issue? And their response was, at least once a year, they put something out in their PLF magazine. And you know, I typically glance through that, and I got to tell you, I've never seen it or read it. It's never caught my attention. I think it's a good step. I think it protects the profession, and I think it does. It puts a little bit of meat behind what our obligation already statutorily is.
I don't envision people on the floor seeing CLE and all of a sudden things.
Oh, they might, but I'm happy to. There may be some comments, but.
Okay, Representative Wells.
Yes, thank you. Of course, you have your continuing education committee as part of the bar, and why can't they just put that into their program rather than why do we need this in statute?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wells, I guess my response would be that our the MCLE board has not been terribly responsive. We could do this through the bar practice approach. I mean, we could form a committee and move it all the way up through. My concern is that we'd be here next session, and it probably would not have been adopted yet. This is, I think, a small rifle shot in an issue that, frankly, the practice needs protection from, and I think it's not inappropriate for us to do it here.
Well, and I think another good reason to put it in statute is that the lawyers are not the only licensed profession that has these reporting requirements, and that by putting in statute, it may very well encourage other licensing agencies and authorities to follow suit. I think if it's done internally, it may escape notice outside the profession, but I think this is a step that whatever regulatory bodies govern the various disciplines that are required to report really ought to be aware of and encouraged to follow suit, and I think doing it out in the open like this is a good way to encourage them to do that. Representative Walker?
Yeah, well, that was going to be my comment, that there are a number of folks who in statute are required to report child abuse cases, and I was wondering whether they had training as a requirement of the statute or whether it was just left up to their individual disciplines.
Chairman, as a committee, Representative Walker, I'm the staff person for House Bill 2226 in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's a bill that passed out of the House Criminal Law Committee, and which deals directly with the abuse issues. I have had two work group meetings on the issue of liability arising from a duty to report. Let me just briefly explain that and then get back to you about some of the logistical problems in trying to go towards all professions. The Oregon Supreme Court, in two separate cases, under two other statutory duties, have found that when the legislature creates a duty to do something, then failure to do that not only subjects you to civil penalty, but gives or arises a cause of action for civil liability for breach of that duty. That is contrary to what 25 other states have found in their jurisdictions. What this has resulted in that there's litigation now developing around this area. We had the bill that came out of the House eliminated civil liability under this particular provision, under 419B. It passed from the Kevin Mannix's committee with not much difficulty. It blew up in the Senate. I had two work group meetings at the request of the chair. They were two of the most contentious work group meetings that I've had all year. I think I have to go back to Measure 16 of last session to something as contentious. And that was just on the issue of liability. There are a list on 419B005 of about 20 professions. To try to sit down at this late date with all 20 professions and trying to work out what would be acceptable and how they would do it in the nature, in House Bill 2226, would probably jeopardize the core issue of the bill. And this bill, the relating clause, is not broad enough to address that issue.
But again, it leads the way.
That's right.
Right.
I want to make a comment in response to your Representative Williams talking about attorneys being responsible for these things, even in actually all reporting, people who are required to report being responsible even in the grocery store. I am reminded of a story a friend of mine told me long ago about a woman ahead of her in line at the grocery store who had a kind of a rambunctious child with her, and as she made her way through the line in the grocery store, she kept saying very calmly, just a minute, Sarah, we're almost there, just a minute, Sarah. And the kid just acting up, and every time a problem would come, the woman would just say, Sarah, we're almost there, hang on, you'll make it. And she got to the checkout stand, and the checker said, I really want to commend you for the way you've handled your child in the checkout line. There's so many parents, you know, get in and have trouble with their kids, and they just lose it, and you've... I just want to say that I'm really impressed by the way you've dealt with your daughter Sarah here. And the woman ahead of my friend said, "Oh, you don't understand. I'm Sarah."
But that's true or a joke?
She told it the truth. It sounds to me like an urban myth. But
it does sound like an urban myth,
yeah.
But it's a pretty good story.
It's a good story.
It's a good story.
Is there any more on this? If not, we'll accept the motion.
Mr. Chairman.
And Representative Williams.
I move the dash to amendments to House Bill 2998.
Representative Williams moves the dash to amendments to House Bill 2998. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Williams.
I move House Bill 2998 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves House Bill 2998 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll. And everybody who's not here is excused.
Excuse me, could I ask one question before you do that? What was the difference between the dash 2 and the dash 1?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Walker, the dash 2s took it from a 2-hour every 3 years to a 1-hour every 3 years.
Okay, great, thank you.
And it was in part to get to the issue that Representative Uberlau had raised about if you've done it once, it might be overkill.
Every
1 hour every 3 years didn't seem unreasonable to me.
Okay.
Representative Uberlau?
Yes.
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 Representative Williams?
Aye.
Chair
Sutherland? Aye. House Bill 2998 goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I got one or two. Do you want this one, Representative Orwell? Okay, we'll do that. All right.
I mention the word.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you find a way to write the speech without saying that. That'd be great.
Okay, so again, committee, we are trying to get approval for one more meeting.
Yeah.
We'll call your offices if it ends up.
It'll be tomorrow morning.
It'll be tomorrow morning?
Somebody called me.
Okay, so be on guard for a meeting tomorrow morning.
We have a meeting set up, Mask and I, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Okay.
This shouldn't be too...
If we do it, it'll be 8:30 again.
Do we have to have a public hearing on it? Because we haven't had a public hearing here, and if so, I have to have public hearing.
I don't think public hearings... I think public hearings are not required under the rules.
I thought they were.
No, they're not required. No, Sarah is saying that they're not required.
That's Rachel.
I'm sorry, Rachel. Yes, mm-hmm. Well, Rachel is doing it too.
No.
We will check the rules. We'll do whatever.
I think you should talk with Ramona.
Yeah, I've talked with Ramona once before. We're adjourned.
It's all on the record.
It's all on the internet.